If we could come to order, this is the October the 14th, 2009, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start with a few moments of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the court this morning? Ms. Hewitt?
One of my questions was answered by Mr. Stillman, but another one is, I don't know if y'all have talked about our problems with the dogs in our county and pets. Last night, well, there's two families that have about 30 dogs that live next door to each other. And they're on Pin Oak, just as you go down Pin Oak. Last night, the sheriff's department was called again. They bother our cattle. And these people let these dogs go with a mange. Is there any law about this?
Animal control is up to the sheriff.
Okay.
Without some other.
So you don't have to have a law in place for him to do anything about it, other than just go and tell the people to not let their dogs bother our cattle.
Right.
So then it's to start all over the next day. Okay, I'm depending on you guys to figure this out, to help us out in county.
Okay.
That's why we pay taxes.
Would anyone else like to address the court? Item two is to consider and take action on approval of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The motion was by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor? That's approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll. Those in favor? Payroll is approved. Item C are budget amendments, and we don't have any. Item C does not require any action. Item D are the accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's report, treasurer's report, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates. I will make a comment. There is I've executed a lease with Arabella Petroleum that will be recorded in here. I want to thank Commissioner Campbell for his recommendation that we negotiate a higher royalty payment for our schools. I was able to get them to agree to a 1/6 royalty. So everybody knows that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
We have three properties to consider this morning, one bid each. First property I have here in my list is located in Commissioner Precinct 3 on Juniper. I have a bid for $6,000. It's on a piece of property described as an undivided interest, if any, in 116.3 acres of land in the Henry Moreland survey, located in abstract, located in Abstract 9, which is the Augustine survey. We have a land value of $14,500, no structure showing on it. It was struck off in February of '08 for $14,766.03. What's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the $6,000 bid on all of Jewel Harper's undivided interest in the 116.3 acres in the Henry Moreland. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's approved.
Next property I have is located in Commissioner Precinct 2 on 1107 North Cypress Street. I have a bid of $2,000 on a property described as .28 acres, more or less, situated in the W.H. Herford survey, Abstract 200. We show a land value of appraisal district of $10,000, a structure of $14,180, for a total value of $24,180. It was struck off in October of '05. Struck off amount was $11,601. What's your pleasure?
I move to accept $2,000 bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the $2,000 bid on the .28 acres situated in the W.H. Herford. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Next property I have is also located in Commissioner Precinct 2 on Pierwinkle. I have a bid of $8,000 on a piece of property described as 7.5 acres, more or less, situated in the J.W. Gregory, Abstract 117, and the Jacob Lattimore, Abstract 285. We show a land value of $24,830, no structure. Was struck off in May of '09 for $6,308. What's your pleasure?
I move to accept $8,000 bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the $8,000 bid on the 7.5 acres in the J.G. Gregory survey, those in, and the Jacob Lattimore. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thanks, Mr. Smith. Item four is to discuss and take action to distribute the Upshur County available school funds. The treasurer has recommended that we distribute $200,000. In the court package for today, gave the commissioners what that would amount to for each school district.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to distribute the $200,000 as recommended by the treasurer. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I would like to distribute those Monday, due to the fact that most of the schools are closed right now.
Okay.
And I've got them in already.
Do you want a copy of this order?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to put one in the record, and then I've got one here for you.
Think maybe we can get a copy of that and make it to the court.
Certainly can't. Well, this is going to be my only copy, except for the one.
Can y'all run us off one in there, then be all right?
I don't have another copy. Item five is to discuss and take action to make nominations for the Upshur County Appraisal District Board.
Judge, at this time, I've got one person who's expressed a desire to want, you know, to be placed on that board, so at this time, I'd like to nominate Deborah Bankston as a candidate to run, to be placed on that list.
Okay.
You just want to do them all at one time, or we can put Daryl on there also?
I
I nominate Conrad Cottage.
Who's Darrell Blaine?
Darrell McKnight. He's Darrell McKnight. He's already on it. He's the guy that we put on it last year. Him and Mr. Cottage, Conrad Cottage.
Is Conrad on the list?
So the list would be, our nominees would be Conrad Cottage, Deborah Bankston, and Darrell McKnight. Is that right?
You got anybody else?
No.
Okay.
Who's nominating Darrell?
Right, it's just a,
we all,
I guess, recommend.
It takes a motion and an action by the court.
I just thought we'd just put them all on and do it one time, so.
Is that your motion?
Well, he's already got one, so let him, if he wants to change his.
I think I made a motion of it.
Yeah.
Do you want to include all three people?
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to nominate the Conrad Cottage, Deborah Bankston, and Darrell McKnight.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to nominate Conrad Cottage, Deborah Bankston, and Darrell McKnight to the Upshur County Appraisal District Board election. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, I'll get those, that's approved, and I'll get those nominations sent to them today. Item six is to discuss and take action on donating the 1994 ambulance that was donated to us by the East Texas Medical Center. Gilmer Fire Department has requested the ambulance. Initially, what had happened is the Firefighters Association had asked for it, but because of some legality problems, we couldn't give it to them. The Emergency Services District didn't really want to take it and give it to anyone, so what Gilmer Fire Department has said they will do is they will take it and they will make it a Swiftwater rescue vehicle, and it will be available here, and if we have a problem like we had a couple of weeks ago, then they will answer a call to whatever part of the county it's in. And I was just going to ask, make sure I have all that correct. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Marshall Stillman?
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we donate the 1994 ambulance to the Gilmer Fire Department.
Second.
What did you say?
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to donate the ambulance to Gilmer Fire Department. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is to discuss and take action for Legacy Hospice to use the county's empty lot on the square for treats on the square. Legacy Hospice is located in the Roberts Building right next to the empty lot, and they sent me that request. And that's really all. That request that I made a copy for y'all is all I really know about it.
We've let them do it before.
Now, we've let different people use it before.
Yeah, but okay. My question is, will they have it solely by themselves, or I mean, because during treats on the square, there's going to be a lot of people, and if there's, will they need the whole lot, or can somebody else join them?
Well, nobody's asked.
Well, I know, but they may. I mean, there's not time for us to take action on it, but I hate to just say that they're reserving the whole thing.
Wouldn't we have time if there was somebody else?
Because, I mean, the treats on the square is going to be on the whole square.
You want me to?
I mean, I think they'll do the right thing.
If someone else calls, do you want me to be able to give them permission too, and then try to
we just
correlate with everybody?
They may. I don't know how big an area they're having. I was just curious.
I mean,
that was just a question that I meant to ask earlier, and
I think it'd be a good idea to give them the opportunity to use it over there.
For sure.
Because they've already asked, and if there's room available after the fact, then we can make that available to somebody else if they want.
And I'll try to.
Just let them know that.
I'll try to do that.
unless they need it all, don't try to hoard it all up, so.
Okay.
And I'll make my motion to the effect that, that we allow the Legacy Hospice organization to use the lot over there with the understanding, if there's any available space, somebody else will be able to utilize that space.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that's approved. I'll let them know. Item nine is to discuss and take action to approve the trade-in of the 2006 Mack truck from Roden Bridge. Bubba, you, this truck, you're going to get something like $45,000 for it, ready to trade it in?
Yes.
All right.
So if it was the same thing we give for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be no problem.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner, motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden, to approve the trade-in. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
East Texas Mack, or maybe it's...
East Texas Mack, using a, the state contract, state bidding contract. Item nine is to discuss and take action for the county to deliver and pick up all voting equipment. And, did you find this law?
No, the auditor.
The auditor found it?
The auditor gets responsibility for that.
We, Commissioner Crabtree delivered it to me. It was, it's a new section in the election code, 129.052, transport of voting system equipment, which puts this, makes this a responsibility of the general custodian of election records. And the general custodian of election records is the county clerk.
Judge, I believe section 129.052 pertains to transport of voting system equipment. Subsection A says the general custodian of election records shall adopt procedures for securely, let me get these on, storing and transporting the voting system equipment. And I think that was our concern when this was on the agenda back on September the 15th for the first time. And I would just like to know, this law, when this bill was passed and went into effect on September the 1st of 2009. Madam Clerk, the question I would like to know is, when we discussed this on September the 15th, according to the law here, you should have had a procedure and a policy adopted at that point in time. Can you disclose to the court what your policy and plans are to deliver and retrieve this equipment?
Judge, I have been in touch with the Secretary of State. I have a procedure in place for picking up the equipment. We have always had a procedure in place where they delivered the equipment back. I have a procedure in place where they pick up the equipment, and the county will not be delivering it. We will deliver only the tubs, the vote here signs, and possibly the distant markers.
Okay, Judge, I believe what Madam Clerk is missing here is it says that she shall securely store and transport that voting equipment. My question is, how can you securely transport that equipment in somebody else's vehicle, their vehicle, and know where it's at any given time?
Judge, I have a plan in place that shows how the people will come and pick this up. There's a chain of custody. There will always be a chain of custody. And whenever the election judge picks it up, then it is in their custody. The county will not set up.
Can you define for me transfer of custody. Exactly what is a transfer of custody?
We have always had in place, with the exception of the first election, we have always had in place a documentation to where the election judge would come in, check the seals, the serial numbers, everything that was needed in there to hold the election the next day. They sign off on it, we sign off on it. Does that answer your question, Judge?
Is that the transfer of custody?
Yes.
Okay, so my question is, if, for instance, that the county delivers a voting, the voting equipment to a voting poll, and the next morning, when the election judge and the election clerk gets there, can they not sign those same papers as a transfer the same way?
The next morning.
The morning of the election?
No, sir.
Or they could meet you in the evening, the day before the election, and to do that same transfer on site, just not, it's just not taking place at the courthouse?
No, it will take place at the courthouse.
It's your call, but I really think the county should deliver these voting machines.
The last time we delivered the voting machines, I had to pay a young man $256. His name was Scott Harper. James Crittington criticized him and questioned me in open court why I paid anyone to deliver. And they will pick up the, and it is my call, and they will pick them up. There will be a chain of custody for these machines.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Clerk, I did question you paying an outside individual. We had already set it up with the prior administration before you took office to deliver that equipment with the use of the building and maintenance department, which we are paying anyway. No. And it worked real well then.
That was a prior administration, Judge. The county will not deliver the voting equipment. The judges will be responsible when they come up and pick them up.
Once again, Judge, I'd like to repeat that it says in section 129.052, Madam Clerk, I don't know which part of this you're not understanding, that you shall adopt the procedures for securely storing and securely transporting voting system equipment. Now, securely transporting does not mean you transport it from the courthouse to the trunk of somebody's car out here. I'd like to also ask you, have you read the bill analysis pertaining to House Bill 2524 we're in reference to?
Judge, I'm not going to argue with the commissioner.
Okay, I take that as I have not read, so I'm going to provide you with that copy there, ma'am.
I am not going to argue with the commissioner.
Judge, this is not arguing here. This is the background and purpose of this bill. This is the analysis that was provided with this information here. It's all on the same website, at the legislature's website. And the purpose for this addition to this, initially section 129 only had .001 to it. It now has several sections and sections that have been adopted and went into law September 1st, 2009. And if I may, the background and purpose is currently the Secretary of State provides recommendations for Canada to adequately secure elections and electronic voting systems. However, each individual county has the discretion whether to abide by many of the recommendations, and this results in a patchwork, Madam Clerk, patchwork of election practices and voting systems because Texas has 254 counties. What House Bill 2524 does here, the first word, Judge, it codifies the Secretary of State's recommendations to ensure statewide uniformity and accuracy, security, and reliability of certain electronic voting systems. The bill outlines how and where electronic records are secured, instructions for the transport, delivery, and storage. That's the first paragraph pertaining to this bill on the analysis. Now, what the analysis actually does is it dissects this bill section by section. And when you get to the section that pertains to, and Madam Clerk, if you had your copy instead of filling it on the floor, you'd be able to flip the page with me and see House Bill 2524 states that it requires the general custodian of election records to adopt procedures for securely transporting and storing and transporting the voting system equipment, and requires the procedures to include provisions for locations outside the direct control of the general custodian of election records, including overnight storage at a polling location. The bill requires procedures relating to the chain of custody to require two or more individuals to perform a check and verification check whenever a transfer of custody occurs, as Commissioner Crabtree was asking a while ago. The bill requires the general custodian of election records to create a recovery plan to be followed that includes immediate notification of the Secretary of State if a breach in security procedures is indicated. The bill also requires the general custodian of election records to provide a training plan for relevant election officials, staff, and temporary workers that addresses procedures related to the transport of voting system equipment. Related to the transport of voting system equipment. Effective date, September 1, 2009. First day this was on the agenda was September the 15th. You should have already had at that point in time on the agenda what your policies and procedures were to address this. And like I say, transport of the equipment is not to take it from the courthouse, Madam Clerk, to the trunk of somebody's car that can leave the county at any given time, that can be taken to somebody's house and can be broken into. You are responsible for the time it leaves the courthouse until the time it returns back to the courthouse. That means it's in your best interest, as the Secretary of State here has stated, to deliver that equipment from the courthouse to the polling place, retrieve it, and bring it back to the courthouse. Judge, would you like to look at this here?
No, it's our responsibility to make those decisions.
I pray you only uphold what this law says here.
Judge, I am upholding the law. We will not deliver the machines. They will, the election judges and the party chairs will come to the courthouse and pick up the equipment.
Party chairs.
Ms. Patterson.
And the election judges.
Judge Fowler, I would like to comment as a county chair that this is a responsibility that the legislature has given to the county clerk, and she cannot pass that off on someone else. She still has the responsibility for that equipment during its overnight storage, even if she has someone else pick up that equipment. She cannot move that responsibility that the legislature has statutorily given to her.
I think that's why this conversation is a little pointless, because it's her responsibility, it's not ours, and not our call.
Then why should someone else be expected to pick up that equipment if it's not their responsibility?
Why is there a why did they go to the trouble for a change of custody? If I mean, there has to be a change of custody. She's not responsible for it all the time. I mean, I agree that the county should deliver them, but I'm telling you that they have set up a statute for the chain of custody change, and if there's...
The purpose is to document where that equipment is at all times so that you know where it is and who has it. And you can't do that with it in the trunk of someone's car. You simply cannot do that. If you read the bill, it was written from the assumption that the county would deliver it and assume responsibility for its storage at the polling place.
See, once it's at the polling place, that's when the chain of custody actually takes place. The county is turning it over to that judge at the polling place. That's when it takes place.
Actually, I would disagree with Commissioner Crittenden on that, because it states that because of the terminology in the bill, including overnight storage at the polling place, it's still in the jurisdiction of the county clerk. However, the county clerk can secure that better in a locked building than she can the back of someone's pickup truck or the trunk of their car.
Well, it was my opinion that the morning of the election.
Right, that's when it actually goes.
It would transfer the custody at that point in time to the election judge.
That's my understanding.
Is that all? I mean, there's nothing we can do for it. It's the clerk's call, so.
Well, I'd like to make a motion then to cover the court that we, that the motion I would like to make is we request the county clerk to sincerely look at House Bill 2524, understand it, find out what she is supposed to do and what she's not supposed to do, and make it as on record that the court has brought it to the county clerk's attention that she needs to adhere to 2524.
How's the agenda worded?
Discuss and take action for the county to deliver and pick up all voting equipment.
But it's already been discussed that she's not going to.
Restate that motion. Let me say that again. Does that fall under the county delivering and picking up voting equipment?
The discussion was to do that. She is denying to do that. So for the record, I think it needs to be that the court has discussed and requested that the county clerk adhere to House Bill 2524.
I think we can request that she deliver the equipment.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's the way it's worded.
I thought you just said that we can't make her deliver, that we can't.
We can't. We can suggest for her to take. We can make a request and make sure there's funding there to do it if we need it.
Well, that's okay. So I withdraw the previous motion then, if that's what you want, and make a motion that we request the county clerk to deliver the equipment to the polling places.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor?
Aye.
That request is approved.
Did you vote?
Did you vote?
Yeah. You know, it's okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.